was just near Milton, Melbourne, out 1,000 miles from Galway. When I was young and merry on the breezy hills of Clare, I met a Colleen Conley, who had winsome ways and homely, driving on her donkey cart, a-going to the fair. 'Twas bright and pleasant weather, and the furze and bloom and heather filled my mind with gladness in the bright and pleasant air. And my heart felt 10 times lighter, and my mind felt 10 times brighter, after meeting with that sweet Colleen, a-going to the fair. Now the donkey young and airy took a sudden wild begary, and gave this pretty mountain lass a very dreadful scare. And her heart was in a flutter, as she feared her eggs and butter on the roadway would be scattered ere before she reached the fair. And so she, I know her daily, from the parish of Kilmady. My father, he's a farmer, and the grossest man in Clare. If he saw you here beside me, I'm in dread that he would chide me. So please get down and walk a bit before we reach the fair. I reluctantly obeyed her, for I couldn't have gainsaid her, as visions of her father, with a fierce and angry glare, before me quickly started. So from her I sadly parted, but she took my heart along with her, a-going to the fair. At the 4-milestone I met her, and within my heart I set her, and treasured her sweet memories in my wanderings everywhere. And full oft in exile dreaming, I can see her blue eyes gleaming, as they beamed upon me long ago, a-going to the fair. After years abroad sojourning, and my heart still brightly burning, I sought for her and married her, and settled down in Clare. And the oft times do remind her of days long left behind her, that I met her on the donkey cart, a-going to the fair. And so she, I know her daily, from the parish of Kilmady. My father, he's a farmer, and the grossest man in Clare. He saw you here beside me, I'm in dread that he would chide me. So please get down and walk a bit before we reach the fair.